KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It's a couple of minutes after 5. It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock. And it's the Mornings with Ed show, and Mondays means the Artist Corner, and we are really fortunate this morning. We have Tatiana Zen sitting in the Artist Corner. Tatiana is a local artist. If you haven't seen her work, I'm not even kidding. I'm literally gasping at the life that she puts into the faces and the souls that she puts into these people that she paints. I'm looking at Kobe Bryant right now. It's on the Ed at KX. Instagram. It's also on the KXFM Instagram. Tatiana, welcome this morning.
Glad to be back.
How are you today?
I am doing wonderful and happy to be back in this corner.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you. I told you about this the moment you walked in with it. It's Kobe. I'm like standing in front of Kobe, and everything about this portrait is the real deal. That's amazing.
Thank you so much. Your words mean so much to me. I started on this piece the day he died. The day, as soon as I heard the news, I felt that I was compelled to express the gratitude and the legacy that he left behind. So I painted every day for about 12 hours, trying to get it done in a week.
Right.
And it took a little longer, probably 2 weeks. But my goal was to imprint an aura and give it my energy that this painting will memorialize and also celebrate his life. I wanted this piece to be a happy one, a very uplifting. And it definitely does that.
I'm not even kidding. It's alive to me. It is absolutely, it has spirit. And I want to describe it to the audience really fast. It is a portrait of Kobe holding a basketball, both hands. It's a cradle hold on the basketball. And every detail in the muscular makeup of Kobe's body, every detail in his face is absolutely spot on.
Thank you.
Tatiana, this is a home run right here.
I totally appreciate your feedback.
It's a three-point shot, I guess, yeah.
Every time I start a new piece, the goal for it to be the best piece I have ever done. And for this painting especially being a gift, I wanted to put all my soul, all my energy in it.
Okay.
I wanted people to, even if they are not basketball fans or a Lakers fan, to appreciate him as a person,
right,
and as entrepreneur, as a family man.
Okay, now this, any Laker fan, any basketball fan, any sports fan would be absolutely honored to have this up on their wall. But you said this is a gift?
That was the intent. I wanted this to be a gift to his wife.
Okay, to his family. That's absolutely,
yes,
beautiful. Thank you. That's
absolutely.
All right, so there's no way that I could go, hey, you know what, I'll give you some money. This is a gift. You've decided now. Wow.
That's right. That's right.
Now, you've done other portraits of other celebrities, and the thing that captures me, for instance, and I mentioned this the last time we spoke, the thing that captures me is I'll take you to the Al Pacino Scarface that you did. And how you capture life in the eyes of your subject. There is life in the eyes. There's the sparkle. How do you do that? I don't let out any secrets or anything, but there is sparkle and there is life that you give your portraits and your subjects.
Perhaps it is not a secret. It is just like Kobe. It's hard work,
right,
and precision and getting better every day. And this quote just rings in my head. If you do something to improve every day, after 20 years, you will have something beautiful.
Okay.
So it's just a lot of work.
Okay. And other stuff you've done in the past, and I saw again, and I really went crazy over your Jimi Hendrix that you did, and your Marilyn Monroe, and all of these are portraits that we've seen. I've seen other artists do Jimi Hendrix, and I've seen other Marilyns. But again, there's a life, there's a spirit that each of them has in these paintings. And again, if you're in the audience right now and you're listening, her name is Tatiana Zen. And if you want to see some of these pieces. Where would our audience go to catch some of these?
Absolutely. I have a website, TatianaZen.com, Instagram, Facebook. I will also be a part of Sawdust Festival.
Beautiful.
This summer.
Nice.
Yes. I look forward to connecting to the audience
right.
closer and also doing year-round classes. My first class is February at the end of this month.
So by doing year-round classes, you're teaching other artists?
Correct.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
And what's how many students do you take on at a time or
right.
what?
It is organized by Sawdust.
Okay.
And it's on their website.
Okay.
And artists have an opportunity to teach once a month.
Okay.
And I'm doing a celebrity painting class.
Beautiful. That's going to be great. And so you're already getting ready for Sawdust, even though it's in the summer. Are you already preparing? And
there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes. By the time the doors are open,
right.
the artist probably done most of their work. Because
right.
you have to have a portfolio ready and also have our more affordable options ready in form of prints.
Right. Okay, so you've already taken care of all, or you're in the middle right. of taking care of all
Correct.
Of that? That's right. I never thought of that. You can hang this beautiful portrait up, but you also need more affordable print options.
Absolutely. And they're usually run one-tenth of the cost or less.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic, by the way. And prints... You know, a lot of prints are the way to go in some cases for the affordability factor. And right. And do you know how long does it take to make, let's say you're going to get 30 prints? Is that a long process to take or is it fairly easy?
It definitely is. If you're a perfectionist, then many runs before you're satisfied. And I definitely found that out about myself that I become critical
right.
over my own work, and perhaps that is that edge that could make me better or will have to make me better
right.
after so many years of perfecting your craft.
Now, will this be your first year in the Sawdust?
Yes.
Oh, then we're all looking forward. This entire town will absolutely just love your booth.
That will be fun.
That'll be cool for you. Now, have you already selected the paintings that you're going to put up in your booth first, that first day opening of Sawdust?
Not yet.
Okay.
And it seems to be evolving. Up until Kobe tragedy, I never even thought about painting basketball stars, but I was always attracted to the sport, even while I lived in Russia. It is not a big sport in Russia, mostly soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball was quite a novelty, but I was attracted to the gracefulness and athletic ability
right.
of people, something that is just looks beyond capability.
Right, right. There is something about the special prowess that an athlete has. And so... As a little girl in Russia, were you always interested in art? Were you always painting?
Since day one.
Since the first time you could hold a brush.
I could hold anything in my hand. It was making its way, expressing itself. I was lucky to have parents who supported my passion and live in a country that provided such an amazing classical education, pretty much free.
Right, right.
So coming out of a country with high quality standards
right.
and classic principles, foundations of art, it was very easy to
right.
focus without internet and
right, without
TV
the right,
and
the
telephone.
The other distractions that everyone else has.
Absolutely.
You didn't have those distractions.
Just like Kobe, I relate to him in so many ways. He grew up alone,
right.
being a kid in Italy who didn't have a lot of friends.
Right.
And that allowed him to focus on his craft. And I totally correlate with that.
So you're that you were focusing on your craft because your focus is singular. Right. Not that she didn't have friends, I'm sure. Now, did you have friends?
Yes.
Okay.
Occasionally.
Because it would seem to me that you're you would have several friends. When I see you in town here, everybody loves you, so yeah.
Oh, I love people, and perhaps that was the choice behind me choosing to do portraits, choosing to connect with humanity, right. And definitely the eyes are the window to the soul.
Now, are you working on anything currently that you can tell us about? Any portraits currently?
I definitely have about a dozen works in progress. Okay. I'm quite ADD when it comes to and working on this portrait taught me something about myself, which made it okay. It's okay to perfect something and go back and finish to your liking. Mm-hmm. And not let it go.
Right.
So I found that out, that I need that time to finish.
You mentioned that as late as last night, you were doing a brushstroke here or a little something there.
It was about five hours last night. and I was so happy to do that. Just right. The feeling of doing a good job.
Right.
And another thing you alluded to, the aura and the soul, and it also became clear to me that besides being an artist, I'm also a channel. And I've known this for about 5 years.
Right.
And it's becoming very clear that there's such a correlation between art and channeling.
Right.
And channeling is usually correlated with talking with dead people.
Right.
But understanding that there's no death and there's no dead people makes you connect with the soul on a completely different level.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, if in fact you are channeling, you have channeled Kobe through this portrait here. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm talking to Tatiana Zen. She's sitting in our artist corner. You can actually see this portrait of a magnificently done Kobe Bryant on my Instagram page, or go to the KXFM Instagram page. I just tagged that. And Tatiana, once again, tell us your website address.
TatianaZen.com.
And that's spelled TatianaZen.
That's right.
Okay. All right, Tatiana, thank you so much for sitting in the Artist Corner with us this morning. We'd love to have you back before Sawdust so that we can know what you're going to do. And okay, can we have you back?
Thank you so much, Ed.
Thank
pleasure
you.
To be here.
All right, pleasure to have you. Tatiana Zen in this morning's Artist Corner.